As Kurt said, the mix of business and family is a potent one that presents its own particular challenges. John Davis studies the dynamics of such companies. He's a senior lecturer at the Harvard Business School and chairs the school's Families in Business program. John Davis, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Just how common is it for family infighting to affect the operations of privately owned companies like this?
Probably about half of the family businesses, which is a huge sector, as you probably know, have two or more significant relatives working in them. It is natural, common, for there to be some differences of opinion, at least between the relatives who are principals in the company. It's very natural. Now, does it get to the point of public and grinding conflict? No, it usually doesn't.
In cases where there is no resolution within families, how damaging can these things become?
Oh, it can be hugely damaging. Now, the Market Basket Demoulas conflict has been going on since the 90s. A good business can withstand for a long time family conflict, but it is a very risky pattern. If you don't have a very solid ownership group, in order to be long-term in orientation, very steward-like in your use of assets, the ability to really favor quality and good customer service over economic temptations for profit, if your family doesn't stand in a united way under that kind of a company, really bad things can happen. So you need to really cultivate good, good owners who are united and committed to the company.
Do conflicts like this usually get settled, or is the key to simply head them off in the first place?
The key is to head off these conflicts. You must assume that there is going to be differences of opinion and strong, passionate opinions in these families. So you have to have good governance. You have to have a board that can resolve most differences. And you have to have good ownership agreements that say, if we can't get on the same page, one of us has the ability to buy the other out, or we have the ability to sell the company under these terms. You have to have those kinds of guarantees, or you get issues like this.
Have you found in your research about family companies that in some cases the two sides are so far apart and so entrenched and so dug in that they can't see their way out of their problems, so the problems continue and the company sinks?
Yes, I have. I've seen that. I've worked with a client, a big retailing group in the southeastern part of the U.S., where two brothers were so pitted against one another that they were unable to make important changes to their company. And the company basically was just squashed by Walmart coming into their region. The company went out of business. The family lost virtually everything that they had been building for 70 years. Gone. It can happen. Families need to know that, and they need to be prepared for this.
You think there's danger of that in this case?
I think that fingers crossed here, I think that the independent directors won't let that happen. And hopefully there's enough love in this family, not for one another anymore, but for the legacy of their fathers, that this family will do the right thing and recreate a stable ownership group. Both groups, by the way, I think, have a face-saving out at this point. The Arthur S. Group can feel that they've gotten a fair payment and that they've won their freedom. And the Arthur T. Group can feel that they've won the company and that they get to do their stewarding of that business. It's going to take really the independent directors to come together now and to say, you never get everything, make a deal.
John Davis, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thank you very much. Pleasure.
Lecturer John Davis chairs the Families in Business program at the Harvard Business School.